I'm Mark Fuller, sitting in for a special edition of Second Row Center. This last weekend, a friend and I had the pleasure of seeing David Templeton's Pinky at the 6th Street Playhouse, the last performance of The Run. Directed by Sherry Lee Miller, the tale of Pinky unfolded on a minimal yet tasteful set. Liz Jaron as Pinky and David Templeton playing himself were at the top of their game. Both actors played multiple roles in addition to Pinky and David, and as the plot unfolds, a large group of co-conspirators become involved in the shenanigans, which ultimately lead to Pinky being kidnapped, David seeking to impress Pinky as her true Prince Charming, slays the brutes, rescues Pinky, and awaits her illumination, becoming her true love, her Prince Charming, or so he hopes. And no, I'm not going to tell you the outcome. You'll have to find out for yourself when the show goes up again. But all in all, it was funny, sad, bizarre, and for both the lady friend I attended with and myself, it was poignant and created not a little empathy with the characters on stage. But let me explain why I wanted to do this review. In most of us, there's a place, a moment in our awareness wherein the idealized, puberty-fueled notions of romance and love collide with real life, adulthood, and all the complexities that go along with it. I suspect for many listeners, definitely for myself and the friend who joined me last weekend, that collision isn't always pleasant. Further, it's something hard to ever reconcile within yourself, because life changes so quickly in those years, say between ages 14 and 20, that we can barely keep up with our maturing bodies, much less our fast-evolving emotions and intellect. The point is, those first attempts at romance, whether joyous or painful, rarely have a chance to resolve themselves in quite the same way as they do, potentially anyway, for adults, because we're never again in that youthful and naive place, physically, intellectually, or emotionally. And that's what was so poignant about Pinky and what brought forth so much empathy for the characters and the situations portrayed on stage. At the conclusion of the show, my friend and I discovered that we both felt a shift in how we recalled our own youthful adventures and misadventures. Now, this was not expected. Things that seemed painful from those early years, wrongs done to others, wrongs done to us, they seemed less jagged. The absurdly naive seemed innocent and much less embarrassing. The stark difference between youth and adult romance seemed to be, well, not as stark. Somehow, Sherry Lee Miller's direction, Liz Jaron and David Templeton's performance, and most of all the script, gave me and my friend a slightly different view of our own histories. It's one that was a bit kinder, less judgmental, and ultimately a sense that for all the absurdity and naivete of our youthful adventures, we really aren't as separated from those early efforts, nor should we be, than what our hardened adult selves might think. Somehow Pinky made this okay, this sense of harmony between then and now, between naivete and realism, between the ideal and the practical. You might find Pinky shines a light on your own adventures and misadventures from those early forays into romance. And let's hope David Templeton's Pinky is staged again soon. A little harmony, naivete, and love can do wonders for a hardened or wounded or cynical heart, whether it's in how you perceive your past or how you intend to pursue the future. I'm Mark Fuller, sitting in for David Templeton on Second Row Center for KRCB.